of my embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yes, I will dig you in the early bright, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be looking, but I'll be seeing you.
And that's Frank's I'll Be Seeing You. Before that, Sentimental Journey, of course. That was Les Brown in the band with Doris Day. Aaron Edwards is with me. Aaron, doggone it. You know it's tough saying goodbye to
I'm not
to
saying
people.
Goodbye.
Good. Good. What can we say instead of that to be a little more positive? Well, see you later?
See you around.
Okay. Aaron, I played a song. You're not going to believe this. I played that fight song you did about the 49ers a couple hours ago. It was in the archives. I think Jim Lang gave it to me. But the question... You won't believe this. Some people actually called wanting to hear it again.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all you have to
Those
say.
Those are the few who want to remember us with a bad taste in their mouth.
Well, let's change that taste, right? How did you happen to record that thing?
That thing, well, it was talked about. The late and great Don Sherwood was the one who suggested it.
Yeah.
And so we put together, when I say we, let me explain who that is. Charlie Smith, who was an engineer for Don Sherwood for years and years and years, and has since retired, Charlie was a musician in his youth, and he wrote that music. And Walt Lee, who was an engineer here for years and years and years and years, and
uh-huh.
still comes around,
yeah,
he put together the lyrics. And somewhere along the way, somebody, I hate to say, between drinks somewhere, someone suggested that I record it.
Uh-oh. And you called yourself the singing newscaster.
Well, yeah.
How original, Aaron. I mean...
Now, you notice that the group is called Jimmy Diamond and the Budget Cutters.
The Budget Cutters. Sounds like our radio station the last couple years.
Indeed. But anyway, so it was recorded between two other radio recording sessions. They allowed us 12 minutes to go in there and record that thing. And that's why it sounds as good as it does.
One take.
One take, one run through, and one take, and get out, and thanks a lot. And we all said, we didn't like it, we want to do it again. They said, sorry, that's it, goodbye. Anyway, the minute that was recorded, it became a collector's item.
Oh, that is a definite collector's item. People are calling and saying, hey, you got to play that again so we can tape it.
It actually sold about 300 copies, believe it or not.
300 copies?
Yes, and then the other 800 or so, I just happened to find.
You just happened to have in your locker, you rascal. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll give you some time to set your tape recorders out there. We're going to play that collector's item in 10 minutes of Aaron Edwards, the singing newscaster.
Now, let me tell you one thing, Larry.
Okay.
It had a jinx quality to it. And every time we played it, we didn't do it regularly enough, but every time we played it when the 49ers were being broadcast mm-hmm. here, we used to play it on the weekends. Well, almost every time, the opponents lost. The 49ers would win when we'd play that fight song.
Right.
It wasn't much of a fight song. As a matter of fact, it was a hell of a fight song.
Well, I understand we played it a lot during the Super Bowl year, and they won.
They
so.
Won.
Okay, for you Aaron Edwards fans, a lot of you out there, collector's items.
For myself now.
Well, you still got 800 copies. Go take them home with you.
No, I meant that if I played it for myself, maybe I'd, you know.
Oh, maybe you'd be. Well, Aaron, you're a winner. Come on. Come on now.
I'll tell him when he comes in.
Okay, you better. Okay, we're going to play Aaron Edwards, the singing newscaster, in 10 minutes from right now. Those of you that missed it earlier this morning.
You, I hope you're not sick, 'cause I'm checking out. Goombah. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick, but I'm checking out. Goombah. You tried an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go, the cake is all gone. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, goodbye. Tried an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go, the cake is all done. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, goodbye.
I'm checking out Goombay, and you'll hear me play a few of the songs that Jim Lang played earlier this morning, only because they kind of have a little message. Some prizes on the show, although I didn't give any away today, they're still provided for promotional consideration. And if you've won anything from KSFO within the past 60 days, you're not eligible to win another prize. Well, maybe you are now. I mean, the new owners take over at midnight. It's a complete new crew, so I think anybody that's won anything lately will be eligible to win again, I would assume. Okay, because they don't have the, maybe they do have the records of who's won in the last couple of months. They just might after all. It's 1:37 now, 56 degrees on Knob Hill, at 22 minutes before 2 o'clock. And Jerry Gordon will be in tonight for his final edition of the Great American Broadcast. And he has lined up the usual great fare, culminating at 11:30 with Don Sherwood reading Winnie the Pooh. And that's... That'll be the last broadcast you'll hear from the original KSFO. Old Donnie Babe reading Winnie the Pooh. And, well, I'll tell you, the tape recorders, I'm sure, will be working overtime today.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly as I leave you there, can't bear the tears to fall. So softly as I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I
Mr. Lucky, I think probably one of the songs that has associated with KSFO is anything we've ever played. Okay, we got it all set. The King of the Gypsies, Aaron Edwards, We got his record all queued up. For those of you that have never heard Aaron sing, we played this between 10 and 11 this morning. And, oh, did we get a lot of phone calls? Well, we got one or two calls saying, let's hear that again. This is when Aaron Edwards was known as the singing newscaster. And he also has a group backing him up there called the Budget Cutters. And as I mentioned, probably the same guys that have been here at the radio station the last couple of years. Okay, the 49ers fight song, as done by singing newscaster Aaron Edwards and the Budget Cutters. Here we go.
Hey, you 49ers, roll on, go get another victory today. Fight, fight with all your might. Together, you are bound to win. If you suck and rock 'em, they'll give in. You know you're gonna make those touchdowns. Drive all the way. Loyally, we cheer you, and we always say, hit that goal line. You 49ers, San Francisco will win today. Fight on, 49ers, fight on. Let's show 'em you can do it today. Go, go, go out and make those touchdowns. You can wear the crown. Why, you rush and crush and run them down. You are the pride of San Francisco, best anywhere. Passing, running, scoring, no one can compare. There's none finer. Our 49ers, San Francisco, go all the way. From the stands you'll hear a mighty roar. Your colors, cardinal and silver, flying on high. Going the way to victory, as you do or die. 49ers, from San Francisco, you're the best in the USA.
Oh, look out, Frank Sinatra. You could be in big, big trouble from a new sex symbol. That's our own singing newscaster, Aaron Edwards. I forgot to ask Aaron the year that song was recorded. The San Francisco 49ers fight song, written by a couple of former KSFO engineers, Charlie Smith and Walt Lee, and helping Aaron out on that was the Budget Cutters. Oh, we know them well. So thanks, Aaron, and who knows, a new career may be in the offing there for our own singing newscaster. 56 degrees right now on Nob Hill. Larry Ickes, our final show here on the original KSFO. Buddy will be in at 3:05, and Jerry will wrap it up tonight between 7 and midnight. Well, Tony Bennett may have had the biggest selling recording of that, but Count Basie was right behind. That was the gentleman from Red Bank, New Jersey, there, leaving his heart right where a lot of us have left it. And I heard Jim Lang this morning, didn't miss a minute of Big Jim's show. And Jim, as you know, is going to Los Angeles. He'll be at KMPC in L.A., but you know one thing, you don't really ever say goodbye to Jim Lang. You just kind of say, see you later, because he always comes back. And I predict Jim will be coming back very soon. But in the meantime, you know, you got to make a couple of bucks when you can. But we'll be seeing Jim again, I'm sure, in San Francisco radio in the very near future. I'm Larry Ickes, final day on Original KSFO. It's 1:52, and something we're going to be doing all day today. In fact, I think a lot of the staff is already up to it. And Mel Torme and the Meltones are going to tell us about it. That's what the KSFO staffers are doing today. And it's a big family. One of the things that you love about working at KSFO, it is a family. It sounds corny and trite probably, and we probably overused the expression, but KSFO has been a family. It still is. And we're all going to be doing some making of some whoopee this afternoon and tonight. We'll be down at Mulcreevy's. Oh, I think they're going to open it up to the public sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock. After we have our own little private celebration and say our goodbyes. And I'll be heading out at about, 8 o'clock or so, out to the Oakland Airport's Hilton Hotel, where I'll be hosting their dance at Barleycorn's tonight. Used to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you were heading down there on those days. Well, it's been changed to Mondays now because they hired a band about 3 months ago, and they've got a six-week contract. So we'll be doing Mondays for 6 weeks and then back on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it affords me the opportunity to meet a lot of our listeners and people I haven't had a chance to say hi to yet. So if you get a chance and you're out and about tonight, come by the Oakland Hilton Hotel out at the airport, and we'll have some dance music for you and maybe share a libation or two. I think one of the things about KSFO that you've really come to like in the last year or so is the big band music, and here's one of our favorites. If you like your big band music to swing, that's one of the best. J.D.'s Boogie Woogie, not to be confused with Big Brother, a little brother, Tommy's Boogie Woogie. And when you think of big band music, at least in the Bay Area, you probably would think of Bob Holmes, who has got what is by far the top-rated Saturday morning show in the entire Bay Area featuring big band music. And Bob, where are you going to be taking the big band music and the vintage music machine?
Well, Larry, at this point, I really wish I knew. Unfortunately, at this particular moment in the Bay Area, no other radio station has seen fit to pick it up, which is the weirdest thing in the world, since particularly on Saturday and Sunday mornings with the Sunday Sounds, it is the top-rated music show in the Bay Area, only two talk news shows ahead of it. And it's kind of a strange situation because for the 18-plus audience, for music, looking for music, it is the top-rated show, for which I'm very proud. And
it should be.
It's all because of the association with the super people at KSFO. And like we have always said, and I will continue to say, no matter where I may go, even if I get out of radio, I will be most happy that I worked at KSFO, because not only because of the people that are within the station, but the people that are without. And that, I mean, the listeners. They are indeed the world's greatest radio listeners. And that, to me, is the highest tribute that I can pay to anyone who has ever dialed by 560 KSFO. Listeners, you're the greatest.
Bob, very well said. And it just boggles my mind to think that a show like the Vintage Music Machine hasn't been picked up on. Did you call the new people? Or did
strangely enough, I have not been able to get through to the new people.
Oh.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Well, that makes two of us. Okay, Bob. I love that show. Doggone it. If somebody doesn't pick up the Vintage Music Machine, something's wrong. How can you not pick up the number one rated music show on Saturday mornings? Well, stranger things have happened, I guess, but I can't think of too many of them. Sam Brodnax is next with all the news. We'll be back for our final on our final day at KSFO. With studios in the Fairmont Hotel, this is 560 KSFO San Francisco, radio home of the Stanford Cardinal.
This is KSFO News at 2. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Brodnax. An hour and a half of terror struck the oil-rich nation of Kuwait today in the form of six bombings, including a suicide attack on the U.S. Embassy compound. Five people were killed and at least 77 others wounded in the explosions David Good was working in his embassy office when the explosion occurred.
There's a road running between the embassy compound and a group of residences, including my own. And this truck came at high speed down that road between the embassy wall and the residences, crashed through the front gate, came into the compound, which is a fairly large one, swerved to the left of the compound, and detonated between a 3- or 4-story administrative building and our embassy warehouses.
U.S. officials say none of the dead or seriously wounded are Americans. Other targets of bombings were the French embassy, the airport, an American housing complex, and an oil refinery. KSFO News Time, 2:02.
One day soon the best will come. Rich rewards for all you've done. Starting now you can begin with the best beer, Heineken. Great taste you will find, the number one of its kind. Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
When you think about it, you could be enjoying one of the best things in life, anytime. You could be drinking the best beer in the world and savoring that special taste from Holland. Just ask for Heineken.
Great taste you will find, the number one of its kind. Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
Imported by Van Munching and Company, New York.
For the third time in a week, President Reagan used the podium to focus on military themes. Today in New York at the annual meeting of Congressional Medal of Honor winners, Reagan said America's days of weakness are over, and he talked about the men who have been awarded the medals of honor.
Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. God bless all of you here today, and yes, God bless those who never lived to know that what they had done was heroic.
San Francisco Catholic Archbishop John Quinn says the U.S. must consider the ethics of using nuclear weapons when it makes decisions regarding deployment of missiles in Europe. Quinn, a leading anti-nuclear crusader, says the latest round of missile deployments violates a pastoral letter signed by American bishops last spring calling for an end to the arms race. On Wall Street, Home Federal Savings of San Francisco reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 1.5 points at 1261.59. KSFO Sports reports Max Julin, skiing in his native Switzerland, won the first World Cup giant slalom of the season today. Julin edged countryman Turman Zubigin, and unknown American David Pate scored a major upset in the first round of the New South Wales Men's Tennis Open today. He eliminated defending champion John Alexander of Australia. About 2.5 years ago, Irving Magic Johnson signed a 25-year contract with the Lakers. The price tag for that deal was $25 million. Now he says he's underpaid. He wants as much as 76er Moses Malone's $2.15 million a year. The weather forecast for the Bay Area, increasing clouds today, cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of light rain, partly cloudy tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers in the morning. The high today, upper 50s to near 60s, overnight lows upper 40s to low 50s. Variable winds today and light winds tonight. Here on Nob Hill, now 57 degrees, I'm Sam Broadnax, and that's KSFO News. At 2:05, time for Larry Ickes with more real music.
Goodbye. No use pleading with our chin. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. Most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. Most of all, when snowflakes fall. Hot damn, I wish you love. All kinds of love. A whole gang of love.
One of the greatest, Joe Stafford, and You Belong to Me. Great song. At 11 minutes now, past 2 o'clock, a reminder for all of you Artie Shaw fans, we've played a lot of Artie Shaw the past 12 months. Artie will be featured tomorrow morning on the Today Show, along with the man that'll be playing the clarinet parts in the new Artie Shaw band, Dick Johnson. So that should be an interesting interview, and Artie Shaw will tell you what made him come out of retirement and let a band be put together in his name. And we've been saying a lot of goodbyes today, and one of my very, very best friends at KSFO over the past 3 years that I've been here has been engineer Rich Smalley, who's been with the station for 26 years. And Rich, come on into the microphone here, pal. And I know you want to say goodbye, and we're not going to say goodbye. It's just see you later.
Well, the only thing I can say after all these years is God bless our listeners. They made us what we are.
Okay, Rich. Rich Smalley, 26 years at KSFO, and I'll tell you, we've had some good times. We can't talk about them on the radio. We have had some good times.
I don't mind wearing glasses, and I don't mind the streaks of gray in my hair. But these brown spots on my hands and neck, I don't like them.
If you have pigmentation brown spots on your skin, nothing will make them disappear overnight. But if you get Porcelana Fade Cream and keep using it, your brown spots will fade.
A gal I play bridge with told me to use Porcelana. My spots are much less noticeable now.
Porcelana Fade Cream. It will take time, but your brown spots will fade. Use only as directed.
I've always said the best way to find out about an investment firm is to ask. And if you ask me, I'd tell you about Dean Witter, about their full range of financial services, their top-notch research, their people. I'll tell you about Dean Witter's account executives who can help you design the investment program that's best suited to you. So if you ask me, I'd say Dean Witter is really worth asking about.
Dean Witter, worth asking about.
And now the end is near. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. Saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall. Laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. And not the words of one who it was my way.
Song that I think you got to associate with KSFO, especially the last few years, and I guess Donny Babe was the one that made us associate this radio station with My Way. It's 19 minutes past 2 o'clock now. Just looking at the calendar on the wall. About, 3 months or so ago, when we heard that the radio station had been sold, somebody put a big circle around December 12th. That was the date we had heard, talked about, and finalized just recently, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. And every day up till then was blocked out. Day by day, somebody would take a black crayon and black out another day. Until now, the calendar is all blacked out, and there's December 12th. Just staring at us, I guess when Jerry Gordon wraps things up tonight at midnight, he'll just rip off the page and we'll hand over the keys. Although not to this building. I understand that our studios here are going to be turned into a health studio, and where I'm sitting at the moment is going to be a sauna bath or something. So... kind of ironic. It's, I would have thought another radio station would have loved to have moved into these studios up here on Knob Hill in the Fairmont, but apparently not. 56 degrees on Knob Hill.
Hello, I'm Victor Kayam. I've guaranteed that Remington Microscreen shaves as close as a blade, or you can return it with a sales slip within 30 days and get your money back. I'm delighted. Over 99% who bought the Remington Microscreen agree it does shave as close as a blade. Remington has two microscreens. The first shaves incredibly close. The second even closer. The Remington microscreen shaves as close as a blade, or your money back. 99% agree. What have you got to lose except your whiskers? Available at all Kmart stores.
How many children are scarred for life by foster care? I'm Bryant Dumble. This week on Today, Betty Furness reports on children who want loving homes, but often miss the chance because of a bureaucratic system that's painfully slow.
I'm Connie Chung, and I'll report on the anti-nuclear movement in Europe, the protesters' tactics, and why Ronald Reagan is the target instead of the Kremlin.
We'll have fun with Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft, Burt Reynolds, Blake Edwards and Julie Andrews, and introduce you to the King of Fright, Stephen King. Join Connie and me this week on Today on NBC.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But she only was a passing fad. Baby, don't you be mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen, and that's not the kind I want. Who'd ever dream your cousin would wander into that restaurant? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. I should have passed her by. Who'd ever dream your cousin would come along and give us the eye? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, don't you go away mad. Understand that you're quite upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you go away mad. Now don't you go away mad.
Nobody's going way mad, Frank. A little disappointed, maybe, a little sad, but not mad. From 560 KSFO, the original at 223, 56 degrees on Knob Hill.
Whether you're searching for a practical holiday gift for someone else or looking for a functional kitchen accessory for yourself, invest in True Value Hardware Store's December Bargain of the Month. Hi, Pat Summerall to say a Revereware 2 1/3 quart whistling tea kettle, now only $8.88. is expertly crafted from fast-heating solid copper and has a handle that stays cool to the touch. Get a Revereware 2 1/3 quart whistling tea kettle for just $8.88 during December while supplies last at participating True Value Hardware stores.
Take it from me, Vincent Price. Good taste is very important. That's why, for me, nothing can compare with real butter. I can think of nothing else that has the same creamy, wonderful taste. And butter does so much for bread, sauces, vegetables, all my creations. I'd never settle for less than real butter, because I can taste the difference. Can't you?
Sponsored by American Dairy Association, we'll never claim butter tastes like margarine.
AT&T presents Ronnie Millsap for Long Distance.
My love and I so far apart, but we're still talking heart to heart. The words are soft, the words come easy. The touch of place deep down inside of me. Reach out and touch someone.
Bring that special somebody you've been missing a little closer. All it takes is a call, straight from your heart.
We talk of dreams we're chasing after, and fill the miles with love and laughter. My love and I so far apart, but we're still talking, sweetheart to heart. Reach out and touch someone.
Far away voice sounds as close as you feel. That's reach out and touch someone. That's AT&T.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter or fall. No, never could I leave you.
Robert Goulet, and If Ever I Would Leave You, and we heard from Frank. We got some more Frank coming up, and between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning on our final edition of the Larry Ickey Show on 560 KSFO, I played the excerpts, all the great little exit lines from the movie Casablanca, and I've had several requests to do it once again before 3 o'clock, so we'll do that. Ingrid talking to Humphrey, and Humphrey talking to Peter Lorre, and a few other lines I think you'll enjoy putting on tape, if in fact you got one going right now. It's 229, it's 56 degrees on Knob Hill. Buddy is here from, I think Buddy's been enjoying a little libation for our little, somebody laughingly called it our Last Supper. Well, I think we can find a better term than that. It's a party, is what it is. You're invited after 4:30, I guess, down at Mulcreevy's.
In your heart, wishing on a star, never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have a right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
I'd love to live with you beside me.
me. This role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me.
Freshman, I am definitely glad there is you. The you being our listeners to 560 KSFO. Boy, we love you. And the phone has not stopped ringing all day long, and I've tried to take as many calls as I could. I didn't want to start putting everybody on the radio. That would probably be a little tacky, having everybody saying goodbye to us when the new owners were going to be taking over here at midnight tonight. But I've tried to get as many as I could off the air. I think Jim did too. Buddy will be probably doing the same at 3:05. On my show Saturday night, I played a lot of the great lines from the movie Casablanca. And I did it again this morning because I had so many requests for it. And okay, one more time. This will be the final. And this was just made available to me in the last couple of days. And there are so many great lines on this recording that I'd like to play it for you one more time by request. Start the old tape machine going, because here we go one more time. All the great exit lines from Casablanca.
Sam.
Yes, boss.
It's December 1941 in Casablanca. What time is it in New York?
My watch stopped.
I bet they're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America. All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. How's that you playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, don't.
Played it for her, play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, Paul.
How long was it we had, honey?
I didn't count the days.
Well, I did. Every one of them. Mostly I remember the last one. The wild finish. A guy standing on a station platform in the rain with a comical look on his face because his insides had been kicked out.
Can I tell you a story, Mickey?
You got a wild finish?
I don't know the finish yet.
Still a story without an ending. What about now?
Now? I don't know. I know that I'll never have the strength to leave you again. I can't fight it anymore. I ran away from you once. I can't do it again. Oh, I don't know what's right any longer. You have to think for both of us. For all of us.
All right, I will.
she's looking at you, kid.
I wish I didn't love you so much.
Hilda, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe, and one more for the road. I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my babe, one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my babe, and one more for the road. The long, so long. Thank you.
Thought that'd be kind of nice to follow as time goes by with pianos kind of start and end in the same key. And Dooley Wilson and all the great Casablanca gang captured on disc. And that is a definite collector's item. I don't know if you can get that anywhere anymore. 2:45, Larry Ickey is going down to the final quarter hour. Buddy Hatton looking very spiffy, I might add. We'll be taking over at 3:05 up until 7 o'clock. And then Jerry Gordon tonight from 7 to midnight. And I want to remind you that Jerry's final show tonight at 11:30 is Donnie Babe, Don Sherwood, as he reads from Winnie the Pooh. That's tonight at 11:30 here on 560 KSFO.
Big B Lumberterias are number one in saving you money on Big B or Little B home improvement items in Pacheco and Oakland. Big B Lumberterias are so big, so complete, they can provide you with everything you'll need for home and garden projects, including any indoor project you can think of. You'll find Big B discounts on insulation materials and Big B reductions on pre-finished wall paneling and ceiling tile. And whether you need one short board or a truckload of materials, Big B will cut it to size and deliver it. Remember, big or little beginnings in your home begin with Big B Lumberterias in Oakland on High Street and in Pacheco on Pacheco Boulevard, just a few blocks north of Concord Avenue. Big B Lumberterias serve you in a Big B way 7 days a week. See Big B's weekly ads in Friday's Contra Costa Times and Sunday's Oakland Tribune for across-the-board special savings in all home improvement categories. Whatever you need in your home or around your home, it's Big B Lumberterias.
One Christmas gift says it all to that very important woman in your life. Luxurious fur. Now at Macy's, a beautiful blue fox jacket is just $695. You'll save $500 on this brightener added blue fox until December 24th. After you give her the moon and stars, give her luxury and elegance. The blue fox jacket, just $695 at all Macy's.
I got to say goodbye to the KSFO staff that I love so much. In the last 3 years, they've become a family. Mike Amatori, Mr. One-Liner from the engineering staff, Tracy Bain, Ron Bermudez, Dick Blaustein, the great Bob Block, Warren Bogus, see you soon, Sam Broadnax, Tegale Brooks, Bonnie Chastain, love you, Pete Cooney, Lori Coppola, Aaron Edwards, the singing sportscaster, I didn't know that, John Clark Fortner, Lou Geneva, what a bunch of pros. John Hardy, Scotty Hamley, Jerry Gordon will be coming in at 7 o'clock tonight. My pal Buddy Hatton, just about 15 minutes away from right now. One of the best news people in the business, Dave Henderson. Billy Hayward, Bob Hodges from engineering, Bob Holmes. Great, great vintage music machine show. Greatest program director in California, Alan Hotland. Bruce Hunter from our engineering staff. Marge Karp, Jim Lang. We'll see you at... See you down at the restaurant, Jimmy. Bob McLean, Marie Main, Louis Medina, Joel Myers, Marie Regenovic, Jack Nankin. Marie just gave me a little kiss on the cheek. Thank you, Maria. To Judy Oram, Celeste Perry, Larry Piatti, Ralph Pizzella, our manager, Greg Reed. If he had another year, I'll tell you, this could have been something else. Father Miles Riley, Rich Schmally, Marie Schumacher, Lon Simmons, Jeffrey Scove, Denise Sasso, Kenny Sturgis, Chuck Suggs, Bob Texera, Sunday Thompson, Bernie Wagner, Joe West, Lillian Wilner. Bunch of pros, I've loved working with you. Thank you. another one of the songs that really epitomizes 560 KSFO. Glenn Miller's In the Mood, according to a recent survey of old big band tunes. That one came out on top, followed closely behind by Artie Shaw's Begin the Begin. And I think Jim has the same problem, and Buddy does too, but it's a problem we're going to love. We've gotten so much nice mail in the last couple of weeks that it's going to take us a while to catch up on it. But if you have written in the last couple of weeks or so, I will be spending the next few days sitting down and answering my mail. So I will we'll get back to all of you. Thanks again for the many, many nice words. We love it. It's 8 minutes before 3 o'clock. I want to remind you about our little party tonight. We're going to be out at Mulcreevy's. Kind of end. When you end things, you got to do it with a little libation. Well, you don't have to, but it makes things kind of nice, and be a chance for us to meet those of you we did not get to meet at the final Buddy's Buddies party last Friday night. And Mulcreevy's is it's a great place, but it's a little on the smallish side. So try to get there early if you can, and we'd love to say hi to a lot of you. I'll be going out tonight to Barleycorn's. That's out the Oakland Hilton Hotel out at the airport, and hope to see a lot of you out there tonight, and for the next 6 Mondays I'll be out there, so we'll have a chance to say hi. And then after that we'll be back on Tuesdays and Thursdays indefinitely. So Hilton Hotel, Barleycorn's, Oakland Airport. Little plug for LI here for tonight, starting at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 1. Some prizes on the show are provided for promotional consideration if you've won anything. It sounds kind of silly reading this, but for the last time, if you've won anything from KSFO lately, you're not eligible to win another prize, although we might give you Buddy Hatton.
After you've gone, There's no denying you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the truest friend you ever had. There'll come a time, oh, don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will ache like mine. You want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. After I'm gone, 'cause I'm leaving right after you've gone away.
Peggy Lee, time for us to just about get out of here and make way for Buddy. I especially want to thank Jim Myers, who was the general manager of KSFO, who gave me my first job here about 3 years ago, and for Alan Hotland for giving me the ball and saying, run with it, kid, see what you can do, and giving me a full-time job at a radio station I've wanted to work at for about 15 years, and I told... People around here have been kidding me, because when I started my radio career right after college, it was at a station in the East Bay called K-Kiss. I was there for a little while. They got sold. I left there after it would have been sold another time and went to KMPX. That was sold. Then I went over to K-Fog. That was sold twice. I come over to KSFO and they sell KSFO.
Don't know how to thank you,
by it's got to be. Buddy, what? Boy, is it me, buddy?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah, we know who the jinx is.
Even Aaron is siding with you now, you rascal. I was trying to think of a kind of a nice song to end things with. Let's end it with a tune I closed out Saturday Night Sinatra show with. This kind of says it all. Here's old Blue Eyes. On his birthday, happy 68th to Frank.
Thanks for the memory of things I can't forget. Journeys on a jet, our wondrous week in Martinique and Vegas and roulette. How lucky I was. And thanks for the memory of summers by the sea. Dawn in Waikiki, we had a pad in London, but we didn't stop for tea. How cozy it was. Now since our breakup, I wake up alone on a gray morning after. I long for the sound of your laughter, and then I see the laughs on me. But thanks for the memory of every touch, a thrill,
I've been through the mill. I've lived a lot and learned a lot. You love me not, and still I miss you so much. Thanks for the memory of how we used to jog, even in a fog. That barbecue in Malibu, away from all the smog. How rainy it was. Thanks for the memory of letters I destroyed, books that we enjoyed. Tonight, the way things look, I need a book by Sigmund Freud. How brainy he was. Gone are those evenings on Broadway. Together we'd go to a great show. But now I begin with a late show and wish that you were watching too. I know it's a fallacy that grown men never cry. Baby, that's a lie. We had a bed of roses, but forgot that roses die. And thank you so much.
See you later, everybody. Larry Ickes here. Aaron Edwards is next with all the news, and then it's Buddy Hatton from 3:05 till 7 o'clock. Bye-bye. With studios in the Fairmont Hotel, this is 560 KSFO San Francisco, radio home of the Stanford Cardinal.
This is KSFO News. Good afternoon. I'm Aaron Edwards. A northerly weather system will likely bring light winds but no rain to the Bay Area, which, according to the National Weather Service, can expect a few days of sun later this week. A forecaster says that a storm front is showering many Northern California communities, but will likely skim past the Bay Area. And he says, however, there remains a 30% chance that San Franciscans will feel a light rain later this afternoon. And after that, the sun is expected to shine at least through Thursday and dry the already inundated Bay Area. The California Conservation Corps has sent three more work crews to help shore up the Bradford Island levee in the Delta. And that brings the total of Corps workers on that project to well over 100 and deployed so far this season. The week-old break on the levee really took a beating from the rains and the storm winds of up to 60 miles an hour this weekend, and workers are hastening to strengthen the levee during a calm spell in the weather. Conservation Corps workers are covering 2 miles of territory with heavy plastic sheets secured by sandbags. Overseas, terrorists crashed a booby-trapped Mercedes-Benz truck into the U.S. Embassy compound and exploded 5 more car bombs today, killing 5 people, wounding 77 others. The Islamic terrorists who attacked the U.S. Marines in Beirut said they were responsible. Other targets were the French embassy, the airport, an American housing complex, an oil refinery, and a utility station. And nearly 12 hours after the explosion tore through the U.S. Embassy compound, the State Department said that 4 people were killed. 2 are missing, 37 are wounded. Some Americans were slightly injured, but none were among the dead or seriously wounded. And from the State Department, correspondent Jim Slade reports on the group that is claiming responsibility for the series of attacks in Kuwait, the Islamic Jihad.